This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, we had a bit of news that was in pop culture. Little Alfie died. I don't know if you guys are following this story about this little kid, Alfie from Britain. I'll be honest with you, I didn't follow it very closely. I remember the other kid that died from Britain, and there was this on this great healthcare system that they have. And the reason why we constantly bring up these types of kids as an example is because this is the government deciding how much care you're able to give to your child. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. And if you also want to reach out by email, just reach us at kjradio.com. I don't know what lengths I'd be willing to go to save my child, but I know this. I wouldn't be limited by the government. I'm not going to do one of these. What was it? The movie that Denzel Washington did. I think it was called John Q. And he holds the doctor hostage and all that. I'm not going to do that, but there's nothing monetarily I'm not willing to do to save my kid's life. So, you know, for the government to step in and go, no, we're not going to do it, I think it's crazy. And here's the reason the government steps in Britain and all over the world, quite frankly, in medical issues is because they say, we're not going to pay for it. After all, we get into socialized medicine and this idea that, you know, we all need to be taken care of, man. We all need our stuff. And you go, okay, great. Now you get a situation where somebody says, okay, I bought into it. I bought into socialized medicine. What did it get me? Well, it got somebody telling you, no, you can't have that. So if you were, I'm just telling you, the rich people of Britain, they don't care. I don't know who the richest families are. I'll put it to you this way. The royal family of Britain, if Alfie was their kid, Alfie would have been treated. So for these people that always come around with this, you know, oh, it's all fair, man. It's all socialized. We all get what we get. You don't get what you get. If you think for one second that if something's wrong with the new baby by Kate and what's his face, the hair, not Harry, his brother. I don't even know these so-called royals' names. But anyway, his brother and his wife had a third child, if I'm not mistaken. If something was wrong with that kid, if he was an Alfie, he'd be alive and they'd be pulling out all stops because he's a royal. So don't talk to me about socialized medicine when I can tell you it doesn't matter what you do, there is somebody that's going to be getting the better stuff. Kevin, we all need an education. Somebody's going to get Harvard while your kid gets community college. I'm going to guarantee you this. Give me your thing that you think you're going to get separated on. Kevin, man, we need to all, you know, do our roads and bridges and all that. We'll do that while somebody's flying around in private jets and in helicopters and getting picked up by chauffeurs and they're blocking off streets for them. I guarantee you there is nothing that the elite will not have at your expense. And the sooner you learn that, the sooner people learn that, the better. Because then you understand, look, I understand where I fit in the food chain. It's like, I talk about this all the time. White folks and y'all's animals, y'all's pets. I heard somebody the other day tell me this. I don't even remember who it was. Said, oh, I do know. It was one of my friends from school, from my military school, Craig. He says he found a cat. And the cat had been abused, and he described this poor cat, one eye, you know, scars on its head, and all kinds of stuff. And they found the cat showed up at their house. Craig and his girlfriend take this cat to the vet, a cat they don't even own, and it's $1,000 to save the life of a stray cat. Now I'm gonna go on record and answer for the majority of black people that I know. That's a dead cat. I'm just saying. It's a dead cat. I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm just a pragmatist. I'm not spending $1,000 on somebody else's cat that they chose to abuse when there are lots of other cats out there. Now, it speaks to the compassion that my buddy Craig and his girlfriend have. I'll give them that. but I'm not spending $1,000 on a stray cat. And, you know, because I'm a pragmatic guy. And, you know, Craig's probably got a lot more money than I have, too. But here's the thing. If I had unlimited money, if I was like a Rockefeller or the royal family of Britain, I'd go, save the cat. You know, because it ain't about the money. Somebody else is footing the bill. If they say, Kevin, you have unlimited money, well, let's take this cat to the vet. What are we waiting on? Jeeves, bring the car. Let's go. Right? Helicopter the cat for all I care. Send the cat in a limo, give it some champagne and some caviar, whatever cats like, and then get it some help that it needs and spare no expense. But do you think they're going to do that with your kid or your cat? The answer is no. I know where I fit in the food chain, and I know what that cat was going to happen to that cat if he showed up at a black person's house. That cat was lucky to go find white folks. So that's the deal. But you know what? I can choose my spectrum. I can choose where I want to fit in the scheme of things. But this idea that we socialize it and it's all going to be the same is patently ridiculous. All it does is it really says, it squeezes up the distance between the haves and the have-nots. When you take out socialism, we all can pick our places where we want to be, and there's a nice middle ground that most people will reasonably take. That's what we'll do. See, well, let me tell you something. Here's the bad thing about Alfie. The likelihood is the government was right to not be able to put that much money into the life of a child, a single child. As tragic as that may sound, because if it's your child, you don't want that to happen. But the government is probably right. But the concept is, we've all paid into this system, and I need it now, and you're letting me down, government. And it is true. Because, see, they no longer have the free thought to say, this is where I choose to be. If you as a parent say, we've exhausted everything, and unfortunately our little baby is going to die, that's your choice. Government makes the choice. And now the onus has been put on them. And they are the bad guys because they promise these people that we are going to take care of you, soup to nuts. Because see, what government isn't going to do is tell you what it won't do for you. It's not going to tell you. It's in there. It's in the fine print. The death panels, and we're only going to go so far. But no, they won't tell you that. You have to learn it the hard way. But if it was you on your own, you know your limits. You know where you've got to draw the line. And that's the difference, folks, between being an individual, being a free society that chooses what it wants to do, and being at the behest of government. Anyway, short break. We'll be back. Glad you're here. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
I read this title, No Laughing Matter. The White House Correspondents Association distanced itself late Sunday from comedian Michelle Wolf amid mounting criticism over a comedy routine at the annual Correspondents Dinner that some found vulgar and personal. Well. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I said it earlier. I should have talked about it the other day, but it was vulgar and it was personal. And what was funny is the left, here's the biggest issue here. I don't really care about these things. I mean, look, it's like a roast of sorts. It's supposed to be, good natured banter back and forth between the White House and the press secretary and all of her staff and certainly the president. A little mini roast, and then they get them back because the president then speaks and says that, does his part to needle back at them a little bit, and it's been tongue-in-cheek, and every year they've loved it because it's given Barack Obama the chance to, come out, with written material to make him look funny and magnanimous and humanitarian and all the things that he's not. But in more recent years, certainly under President Trump, And quite frankly, under Republican presidents in general, it hasn't been that way. Because really, we haven't had representation. The press has been adversarial to us for quite some time. But that's off path of what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the way the left portrayed Michelle Wolf. I saw, I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, but I saw a thing that said something like, Michelle Wolf slays Sarah Sanders. And, one of them was Michelle Wolf eviscerates Sarah Sanders. Eviscerates. There are people, the media outlets that are out there going, she crushed her, man. She crushed the soccer mom whose job is to be the spokesperson for the president of the United States. She crushed her. In fact, there were leftists out there going, I hope they go to this thing and they destroy Donald Trump. Congratulations for wanting to do that. And the White House Correspondents Association said, here's what they wrote. Last night's program was meant to offer a unifying message about our common commitment to a vigorous and free press while honoring civility, great reporting, and scholarship winners, not to divide people. Now, let me tell you what this really means. This is the left having to course correct itself. They're having to look at their petty little children, their little temper tantrum throwing children, and say, look, kids, you've now gone too far. This is children having to correct children. Think of Lord of the Flies. Because that's what it is. This is sad to say. And I think most of you will believe me when I say this. The left do not care about making America great again. I couldn't believe, looking back at Democrats and their destructive behaviors, even something as vile as slavery, you could say, well, they were at least wanting to build America. I mean, as vile as it is, the act of slavery, you could say, well, we have one common unifying mission, which is to make America great, right? It may be on the backs of Africans, but we want to do it. Now, we, of course, corrected that and said, that's a silly way to do it. You can't do that long term. You build resentments and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you could at least say they wanted a greater America, as distorted as their vision of how it was going to happen may have been. Today, these people don't want to make America great. Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. They want to tear down anything that does not agree, fit in with their ideology. Now, I'm in D.C. I'm up there to do some work with friends of mine for immigration, a group called FAIR. And so I'm in this hotel where I obviously had to stay somewhere. And I see this international audience. A man from Cameroon came up to me and says, excuse me, are you Nigerian? And I go, well, I'm 23%. I've got my percentages, right? My ancestry. I'm like, I'm 23%. And he's like, oh, okay. Then he goes up to another guy. He says, excuse me. And he says, whoever the guy, you know, are you from? And he picked a country in Africa. And the guy goes, no, I'm from Afghanistan. I saw people, there were Germans sitting next to me. Across from them was another group of Middle Easterners. I'm going to guess they were from Yemen. I couldn't tell. But that I know people from around the world, and they look Yemen. And so I'm not exaggerating this one bit. There were at least 6 to 7 nationalities in the room, and a group of cadets. It looked like they were going Navy and so on and so forth. Here's my point. D.C. is a very interesting place because it brings in all these nationalities, and people see diplomats all getting along, and they say to themselves, okay, it's all good. You know, there's no strife or any internal bickering or anything like that, and that's a good thing, all right? But when you get outside of D.C., you get into normal America, and when they leave, these diplomats leave and go back to their countries, it's a completely different feel. Now, the average American, you know, it's really tough to put this into some kind of a context that makes sense, because there are people that, let me put it to you this way. The average person in the average country doesn't care about another person, another nationality, another political ideology. It's strictly just, we're all people trying to get along and make a living. Honestly, it's at the governmental level where the problems occur. But in America, and in what I would call civilized countries that are looking at this PC nonsense, you see the level of hatred and vitriol that normally is reserved for governments. You see it at the ground level. And that's what you experience at, we experience at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We've watched people in our own country go to war against their own people, not because, look, as conservatives, we've got great ideas for the country. We want safe schools. We want, you know, people to go to work. We want people to, I mean, the things that we want are very solid things. There's nothing you can argue about with what we want. Now, the left paints us as, oh, they hate diversity. They hate, we love diversity. We don't care about your religion and your sex and all these other things. We just don't want you pushing them off on us. But the left present it as you have to destroy them because they are not interested in what we're interested in. And I'm telling you right now, these are the people, and the Correspondents' Dinner was a perfect example. These are the people that are hell-bent on the destruction of this country, all because of their ideology, and not even thinking it through. They've just put us in a bucket. And as God is my witness, as long as I have, you know, air in my lungs, I'm going to fight them and say, look, you're the people that are the ones that you're trying to destroy, because you are the most, you hate men, you hate women, you hate children, you hate the military, capitalists, you hate everything America stands for, and you want to pretend that you care. That's why people are going to distance themselves from you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was listening to this show. It was the Larry the Cable Guy. He's got a show on XM. They were talking about the cell phone generation, which technically the smartphone generation, because I'm part of the cell phone generation. And the reason why I know this is because I was there when it was developed. I worked with the company that did it, Motorola. And it was an amazing thing to get my shoebox phone. I will never forget it. And a buddy of mine, his name is Leon, a white dude named Leon, which is a seventh sign. Leon said, "Hey, Kevin, Motorola's got this special. Man, if you go out there right now, you can get a cell phone." I was like, "What?" And because it was the thing that only the wealthiest people had, the mobile phone. We had phones in our homes, but to have a phone in your car was a big deal. Remember when the cars would dedicate that middle console for the phone, and you'd see in the movies the guys in the limos or whatever would take the phone and say, "Hello, my name is Blake Carrington," right? And it was a big deal. So now it was going to be made for the common man. So I remember going out there, get this, I could get the phone for whatever amount of money it was, and it wasn't a whole lot, and it was $15. I bought this phone for, I think it was $15 or something. It was a crazy amount because Motorola wanted to get them out there. And this thing, I'm not exaggerating, it was the size of a shoebox. And I remember putting it in my car and thinking I was the coolest cat on the planet. And it cost dollars a minute to call. Dollars a minute. I remember thinking to myself, I can only talk on this phone 15 minutes, you know, for my budget. And so, half the time, y'all think I'm telling you the truth. I would be in my car on my phone, not even talking to people, you know, trying, like in traffic, acting like, "Yeah, anyway." And so, and then, and looking around. Because people had to be going, "Man, that brother's rich if he could just sit on the phone talking the whole time during traffic." And I'm not talking to anybody. He's got the phone up, you know, singing in the radio, looking around, you know, just faking, right? But, I mean, I got this thing when I was early 20s, like mid-20s, and I was thinking I was the coolest dude on the planet. And a bunch of us would take, it was a time, I'm not kidding you, black folks, we walked around with our phones. Oh, man, so did white people, too. So this is not a black thing. But, I mean, I'd have my phone at the park while I'm playing basketball. Knowing it ain't gonna ring because I couldn't afford it. And certainly I wasn't gonna go over there and make a phone call, a real call. So it was ridiculous. But point is, I'm from the cell phone generation.
And I knew the dude, knew of him. I shouldn't say I knew him, but I knew of the guy who had the who did the patent on it, CDMA technology or whatever, TDMA and CDMA, and he would get a penny or something on every phone call that was made. And the dude was filthy rich. Because, again, Motorola was one of my clients. And I just remember all you could do with the, I mean, the phone was a convenience because it gave you the ability to be reached right away. You didn't have to go to a payphone, but it really wasn't a big change in your life. It was just a phone, and it was more portable, crazy expensive, but you didn't have to pull over and use a payphone or borrow a phone or go into some shop. Now use your phone. You now had your own and you had portability. And suddenly, we evolved from the payphone to, I'm sorry, the cell phone to the smartphone. And the smartphone is really different. Having the world by the string is what the smartphone generation is about. Millennials, all the information known to man at your fingertips. And I don't exaggerate that one bit. I have learned so much because the information was quickly accessible. In the old days, I had to go find an encyclopedia, go to the library, whatever. The internet has changed things. Now, I'm not talking about the fake news nonsense. I'm talking about if you want to know who C.S. Eliot is, you Google it. And there'll be lots of references to him. And you can kind of discern who's giving you one slant or the other. And then you make up your mind. Well, one guy says this, one person says that. You get to not only find the information, you get to discern it. And if you're smart, you can bounce. Okay, this person likes so-and-so, this person doesn't. Now, I will say this. I've learned how to look at the news, I'm sorry, the information that I gather on the internet and know who's got the bias and slants. And that's a bit of a quality that you have to learn over time. That you're like, if you read about Barack Obama and you read the wrong bio, you'll think the dude was a god. But if you're doing it smart and you go, okay, well, I'll get good about him and I'll get bad about him. And then I'll balance the two in between. You can figure out, yeah, he was a piece of crap president. Okay? Yeah. So, but the internet gives you so much capability. I mean, as they were discussing this, the phone, the smartphone, the idea was that kids no longer pay attention. That you can be together and all these kids will be on a phone and nobody's really listening. Right? There's nobody giving you their full attention. Think about what it means when somebody's talking to you and you're no longer blip, 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 and you're actually looking them in the eye and listening to them and responding back and showing them, look, I'm not distracted. No TV on, no radio on, no whatever. We're talking undistracted. When's the last time you had a conversation like that? I mean, I can't recall having conversations like that unless it's with real close family or good friends. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't happen these days. Everybody's talking distracted. You can sneak in things that, you know, like to make sure they're listening to you. Like, you know, there's a rat at your feet. And you're just talking. And people are like, what? Yeah, okay. And they don't even hear it. And what's funny is as I analyze this, I was thinking, are we being trained to be this way? And I think we are. We're being trained not to absorb, not to look around that room and be able to. I'm sitting in a room right now going, you know, would I be able to describe this as a crime scene? And the answer is generally no. Our memories and our experiences are more fleeting than they used to be. And I think it's intentional. We've built the soundbite generation, kids that really don't understand how to look at something and absorb it. They only want to get it on the surface. And I think that's a disservice overall. Now, one of the things that came up, well, look, it's like reading the newspaper. You know, in the old days, the old man would get up, read the newspaper, and then the wife would take her section, and they'd sit at the table and talk as they were distracted by the newspaper. And then that distraction became maybe the radio, you know, when there were certain things going on with that. Then the distraction became the television, which, you know, and so are we, and I mean, and this could be the argument, are we, or the debate, I should say, are we training ourselves to be able to absorb more information, and can we absorb more information, or are we becoming more and more distracted, more and more distant from one another? I don't have the answer. I'm asking. I love the smartphone. Everything at your disposal, the ability to call BS on something.
Yeah, well, such and such did this. You go,
nah, you were technically wrong. You were wrong on that. Yeah, I looked it up. And baseball stats, if you're having a conversation, maybe you're not into sports, but your buddy's talking about somebody and you're kind of out of the sport, so you just Google the guy. And you go, well, wasn't he the guy that did so-and-so? I think he didn't have like a no-hitter back in the 70s? Yeah, man, I didn't even know you were into sports. You know, but you look like a guru. There's so much you can do with this little device. Now, here's the bad news. Take it away. What's the big deal? What happens? They said if you take away a kid's, there's a name now, a phobia for losing your phone. Did you know this? I did not know this. There's a phobia. It's like nomophobia or something. Look it up on your smartphone. What are you looking at me? There's a phobia in 66% of college kids, they say millennials, suffer from this phobia. They have clinics you can go to that can detach you from your phone so you don't take it as like, oh my God, I lost my phone. Anyway, there are good things that come out of it. You can look for the best restaurants. You can look for where to live. You can look for a job all on your phone, man. How cool is that? You can watch your favorite shows on there. You can go, you can actually be right in the face of your grandma, your great-grandma, anytime you choose. I mean, just think of the power that exists inside of that little box now, that little piece of real estate. They don't have to leave their apartments to have the best experiences of life, these millennials. If you want to see a movie, there exists a multitude of ways to do so. You miss Cirque du Soleil? Don't worry about it. It'll be on YouTube or Roku or Hulu or something soon enough. That's the generation we live in. Who cares about experience anymore when social media is upon us? The revolution there is. Virtual experience with virtual friends. To actually get among friends has become less necessary, unfortunately.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, Our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Christianity under attack every single day of your life. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats often talk about civility. They talk about, you know, let's all listen to each other, let's, you know, understand one another, etc. And I don't get what they don't understand about Christians. Be true to yourself, help others, make each day your masterpiece, make friendship a fine art, drink deeply from good books, especially the Bible, build a shelter against a rainy day, give thanks for your blessings, and pray for guidance every day. That was what John Wooden, one of the most successful basketball coaches and successful human beings alive, said. A thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education, said Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt. Within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all problems men face, said Ronaldus Magnus, a.k.a. Ronald Reagan. And yet,
with all the knowledge that that has been imparted by the Bible, it is one of the most disparaged books among the left, to the point where Tennessee took it off as its main book, as a book of the state, and made 50 Shades of Grey their state book or something crazy. And I'm going to get to what another state is doing with the Bible. But before I get into that, I want to tell you how you're under attack with this idea of being good people. I don't understand how people want to attack good people. It just goes to show you how much evil there is in the world when there are people out there doing good and somebody says, don't you let people know that you're doing good. Don't you let people know that you live by a high moral standard. You know, that you ethics rules your life and so on and so forth. You're just being too sanctimonious, you Bible thumpers. Let us believe that we're just as equally good as you, even though we don't pray to a higher power. We don't believe in anything beyond ourselves. We can be self-indulgent, and you better respect that. You better respect the evil in us. Look, folks, I get it. You're going to go out and do bad things, and you don't want to have to think about the consequences. Congratulations. But that doesn't mean I have to accept it. A lady wore a t-shirt, Chris Burrell. She wore a t-shirt to school, a shirt, I should say. It reminded her of her 11-year-old, a kid named Aubrey Nicholas. And the t-shirt was part of a fundraiser for the girl, a young dancer who was diagnosed with a rare inoperable brain tumor. The little girl's going to die. And the t-shirt read, "Just Pray." And the Mobile County Public Schools, Public School Superintendent, Martha Peake, said the school principal was just following protocol when the principal sent the teacher home for wearing a shirt dedicated to a little girl who's dying, and the shirt read, "Just Pray." You get it? That's all it took to trigger all these things that say, you can't wear that kind of a thing at school. How dare you tell people to pray? How dare you tell people to have faith? But if it had said, "Just Hope," that would have been okay. If it had said, "The change we believe in," or what was Obama say? Anything associated with Obama would have been cool. As long as you were praying to something that they were accepting of, hey, just pray. You know, it would have been okay. Just Obama. If it had said, "Pray that Obama, you know, has a great life," she could have worn it. I'm telling you right now, there's no doubt in my mind that nobody would complain if it said something that praised Obama or praised the Democrats or praised some crazy ideology of leftism. It would have been okay. That's where we are in this life. So this is ridiculous. Just pray for a little girl. Anyway, I want to go into this banning of the Bible. I'm not even surprised that this is happening, and I'm certainly not surprised where it's happening. What should surprise us is that it's happening. Because this is, yet again, one of these slippery, these small little iterative steps that can just keep adding up. And the good news is,
the good news Bible.
The good news is that we are, I hope, finally beginning to see this stuff and understand the magnitude. Because, folks, I'm telling you, I don't get to come on this radio show to make you feel like, you know, ooh, the world is falling and all that. I'm just making you aware of what's going on and telling you guys, don't think that these other people are out there resting. They are not resting. You better get in the game. I understand, look, you have obligations. You got to pay your bills. You're raising your kids or your grandkids, or you want to spend time with family and friends, or you're running a business, or you got a job and you take it seriously and so on and so forth. But you're going to have to peel off a little bit of that time every day of your life and dedicate it to something bigger than you. And I'm not talking about going and working at the food bank, which I'm happy if you do those types of things. I'm talking about getting in this fight. I don't know what your cause is. I don't know what your passion is, but you have it. And as an educator, and you're going to the Black Sphere University, Chancellor Kevin Jackson, you better understand I'm teaching you what to do. There are over 60 million of us in this country that are fighting back. And I will tell you, there are more of us plugged in than they are. Their side isn't fighting the way at the level that we are. I'm talking about down at the grassroots level. Their side doesn't fight like we do. They don't have the people. They've got a small amount of troublemakers that appear larger than they are. It's like that mirror in your car, that rearview mirror. It appear big, but they're not that big. So what you've got to do is you've got to take a little piece of whatever it is that you're passionate in. I hope you find it, whether it's a passion for children, or it's a passion for the elderly, or it's a passion for protecting America in whatever form, or I'm just saying, I don't know whether it's tax reform or whatever, but whatever it is, you got to get involved. You got to get involved with some kind of a group. If it's about Christianity, you better get in there and start fighting on behalf of Christians. And I'm not talking about picking up arms, but I'm talking about when somebody mentions something that's anti-Christian, banning the Bible, you should be all sending out something to every one of your California friends going, how could you possibly be looking to ban the Bible? Here's a story. Sales of the Holy Bible and biblical-based teaching is set to be banned in California in the near future, thanks to Jerry Brown and the State Assembly, who've combined to force a bill through the State Assembly that claims the Bible promotes hate speech against gays, lesbians, and transgender people. Yet again, more of the LGBT agenda that's infusing itself in the body politic because somebody says, oh, this book teaches that my lifestyle is wrong. Well, first of all, the Bible is if you want to dismiss what the Bible says, that's fine. Look, I don't know that the LGBT sin is any worse than any other sin. But I'll tell you this, if you think that God is going to embrace your sin, you're wrong. Look, it's a carnal thing to want what you want, whether you're man, woman, or whatever. It isn't about, let me put it a different way. God, if you love another woman or another man, as a man, you know, in other words, man loving man, woman loving woman, I don't think God has a problem with the love part of it. And quite honestly, I'm not going to speak for God here, other than to tell you that God doesn't see men with men and women with women, but he sees it as a sin. So the Bible teaches it's a sin, but it's no bigger a sin than any other sin. So why leftists are so caught up in, you know, the Bible talks about sin, lying. Okay, if you're a liar and the Bible's talking about lying,
The Bible shouldn't be telling me what to do. I don't want to be a liar. You know, lying should be okay. Lying is not okay. And man sleeping with man, God, could we get a noisier studio here, guys?
Man sleeping with man, woman sleeping with woman is a sin, period. And it's not going to be condoned any more than murder would be condoned. Now, what you can do is you can ask for forgiveness for your sin, period. But it isn't any big deal. But man, these people go crazy over this. Now they got Assembly Bill 2943 threatening the freedom of religion, the First Amendment rights of Christians in California, and they're using the state's consumer fraud statute in order to restrict this religious freedom. It seeks to ban sales of the Bibles because it includes verses that fall outside of what Jerry Brown considers, quote, acceptable teaching on sexuality issues. This guy wants to become God of California. Jerry Brown, that is. Moonbeam. California, you people need to wake up. You are far gone.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.